The Killers. Somebody told me that Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors would be in to chat about design and making you happier by design. It's an interior design mission of Paige's and her Redesign Interiors team. And now today, we're going to be talking about a particular project. Paige, welcome to The Morning Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Happier by design is what you make us. And today we're talking about redesigning with purpose in Cape Town. Yo. Well, you know, we're very based between Ballito and Cape Town. And it's a community of interest, you know. Ballito and Cape Town tend to enjoy the same qualities of excellence when it comes to the good life.
Yeah.
Well, the potential is there, and that makes a lot of sense because, South Africa being as strangely almost diverse as it is, you have these pockets of what we like to refer to as excellence, and then you have all sorts of drama elsewhere. We tend to concentrate on the pockets of excellence, which is why we like talking to you. So tell us a bit about this project and the background to it.
So it's actually for clients that are based in Ballito, and they have a company that's also in Cape Town. So they were traveling quite a bit and decided they needed a home base that felt like their own. So they got hold of us, and we designed something beautiful for them in Century City.
Century City being in the sort of precinct, as you leave the airport, you start moving towards Cape Town, and then there's lots of development, and there's quite a few big shopping precincts in that region as well. That's what I can remember. Canal Walk being one of them.
Yes, exactly.
So it's in that area.
Yes.
To my mind, it's there's a lot of concrete and steel in that kind of environment. Am I wrong?
So actually where they are, that Century City is quite a divine. It's got like a canal that runs through the whole thing. You can go walk from different apartments to Canal Walk, and there's art installations everywhere. So it's quite interesting. I quite enjoy it when I'm there.
But it's not a green belt. It's very much a built environment.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
So then how do you turn a built environment into a home environment, a comfortable, a happy environment?
Well, you know, that their apartment does have an excellent view of the mountain. So
everywhere in Cape Town has a view.
So, you know, that's already bringing in that feel already. So that was a great thing to work with.
Okay, but what was their brief? What did they want from their space?
So they wanted a space that could feel like home away from home, because they ended up traveling quite a bit to Cape Town. So we had to use their likes and, you know, obviously husband and wife, different likes, and combine those together. And then there were things that they needed to happen in a small apartment that would make them feel good in the space as well.
So what was the biggest challenge?
So that building in particular kind of worked on a curve. So one of the walls in the lounge was a huge angle. And they wanted some additional storage space. So we actually straightened out that wall and built it into a TV unit that had like a little storeroom behind it. They could have extra shelves for shoes, golf bag, whatever it is. And then we also hid the inverter inside there as well. But when you look at it, it just looks like a beautiful TV unit. And then it's got all this secret space behind. So that was quite a cool thing to do. Yeah.
So you can remodel interiors to cope with strange angles and
yes,
architectural features that may work for some, not for others.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, that's what you've done to solve the odd angle thing. And you say they have a view of the mountain.
Yes. So, they have their main bedroom was ensuite and had a view of the mountain. But the way that they had done it, the bed had to sit on one particular wall and just face the other wall. So, we changed the entrance to the bathroom to be on the passage side. And now their bed is facing straight out the window. So when you're in bed, you're looking straight at your view outside rather than from the side angle. So I think that came a big feature of that space.
Now, and maximizing views of prominent features in any kind of environment tends to increase the value of the property. I'm using the word loosely, because whether it's a flat or a house or whatever.
Yes.
I mean, you think about sea view in Ballito. It's crazy. It's south-facing. In South Africa, you need a north-facing home, because south-facing is all the wrong way around. It works in northern hemisphere, not in the southern hemisphere. You get the light and the heat in the wrong place.
Yes.
But we're looking at the sea, yes. So there it is. And that presumably the mountain has a similar situation. You're facing south. No.
I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. All right. Well, then, let's look at the problem solving in this project. Challenges that you faced. You mentioned the wall. There must have been a few others, no doubt.
Yeah, so also because it's quite a small apartment, they did have an open plan kitchen that was there originally. But because there were hardly any walls inside that kitchen, we didn't have enough space to give all the cupboard space that the client wanted so that she could have everything she would normally have in a home here. So we actually created another wall inside the kitchen, so closed it off a bit and took away a bit of the openness of it. And then that allowed us to have more cupboard space on the top, so she got more space inside her kitchen. And it also created like a little entrance hall into the apartment, so you were just working like straight into their whole environment, you know. So
and that's clearly what they wanted. Others looking at the situation like that would say, but it's we don't like that enclosed space. So each client brief is different.
Yes, and it actually was, when I suggested in the beginning, was a bit like, oh no, we don't want to close up our open plan kitchen.
Yeah.
And it still is open because it has one whole wall that's not there.
Yeah.
So it's just got three walls now. But after discussing it and the benefits of what it could do for them and how the kitchen could work differently, then they decided, okay, cool, that's going to work. So we did it. And it has worked.
It doesn't look like it's just been added on summer out of context in terms of the architectural brief and design.
No, because we're very clever with how we do things.
Okay.
It's got to look intentional.
Well, of course. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah, they can, you know, and it's got to work for the client.
Yes, exactly.
Clearly.
Yes.
And you mentioned that the husband and wife in this particular union had different personalities or certainly different requirements.
Yes.
How the hell do you... I suppose there's one boss. I know that in most happy relationships there's a yes dear situation, mainly from, well, no, I mustn't generalize, happy life, you know. So who was the boss there and how did you cope?
Well, I actually wouldn't say either of them was the boss, but they did have different preferences that they needed to accommodate, so we did our best to do that. There was a love for color and there was a love for neutral, so we did a bit of both. So that's always, that's generally one of the biggest things that we have to deal with, is what kind of colors are inside the space. And then just like some other practical things that they needed, like the husband wanted to make sure he had a space that he could sit on with his laptop and work comfortably, and the wife wanted to make sure she could use the kitchen like she does at home. And then obviously they both want a beautiful serene bedroom, so yeah, there were just little things that we had to accommodate for them both, and now they're both happy with the space.
So that is, I mean, it's a huge challenge really. Ultimately there is a bit of give and take, there has to be, but you are the almost a bit like the psychologist, the mediator, finding out what the requirements are and then pairing out what is really at the heart of that all.
Yeah.
Because sometimes color is not really about color at all. It's about personality more than anything else. But hey, I know, I understand. And you managed to, well, that's your brief, is to get it right.
Yes.
Do you always get it right?
No.
No.
But then we, you know, adjust and adapt, and then we do get it right. So not always first time.
Okay. Is that, you say that... a home away from home mustn't feel like a rental or a hotel suite, but you wanted to make sure that this particular home away from home ticked all the boxes. But clearly, your mission to make people happier by design is quite a tough one. How do you? How does this project project that?
So, you know, it's all about the functionality of the space and how people feel inside their space. It's, you know, not generally...
Do a reveal, like sometimes on the television shows when they've remade, done apartments.
I'd love to do that.
They bring you in and open your eyes and now have a look. And then some people are horrified and some people...
There's so much conversation and things that happen in between to get to the final product. Like, we need to have those conversations. I need
so
to know...
So it's not a big reveal at the end and a big surprise where someone either loves it or hates it.
No. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, it would be great to do that. But, yeah, so there's a lot of... there's a lot of discussion that happens in between before we even get to the point that we're installing. I mean, we meet a lot of times. We go through samples. We go through different fabrics. We go through different materials and how things can be better and how positions of walls help and, like, all of these different little bits and pieces that we have to discuss to get to the end product. So they're very involved and should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there are quite a few people, I think, in this kind of environment, and I'm talking about the Greater Bolito Purple Patch, that are fortunate enough to be able to have holiday homes or homes in other parts of the country. There's quite a lot of traveling involved in doing business in South Africa now. And presumably, travel and lifestyle clearly would influence what people are looking for in their second abode. And this is, it must present for you huge challenges, because not all second abodes have the ability to be transformed, or do they?
Normally the second place is, you know, an apartment rather than a freestanding home that you've had for years and years and years. So the apartments, generally, we have to be a lot more clever in how we do things, so that we can still give them the comforts that they're used to in their initial home, in their second home. So that's the adaptability that we need to bring to the table.
And I presume it applies to not only the two home situation, but if you have just the one space and you're battling with awkward spaces like a wall, that you could apply the same principles, of course, here.
Yes.
How would you advise anyone listening to this conversation thinking, I wonder if there's potential to make me happier by design here where I am right now with what I've got? What would your advice to that person be?
It's to try and understand the space better and what it is that makes you happy in that space. I mean, for example, that angled wall, it was a frustration because they liked square, but also they had an idea that they wanted to have more storage space but didn't know where to put it. So looking at it in a different way, that kind of made two problems gone, you know, more storage space and it was straightened out the room.
So that was a triumph of design, something
yes.
that you really ultimately could say in your portfolio of work, look what we did here.
Yeah.
So where to next from? Well, let's firstly talk, is that Cape Town design plan available to have a look at online?
It will be shortly, yeah. We've just kind of completed it. So we've done photographs and whatnot, and it'll be all over social media soon.
Under the redesign label.
Yes. Yes.
Redesign. And what's next now? You've successfully challenged and risen to the challenge in Cape Town?
So we have quite a few projects at the moment. We've got a lovely new build that we're doing in Zimbali. Really exciting clients, really great brief on that space. So dying to share that with everybody as well. And we've got an amazing restaurant we're doing in Joburg, which is going to be quite unique. So I'm quite excited about that. And then lots of little bits and pieces in between. Yeah, it's
wow.
all good.
And anyone listening to this wanting to engage with you about their own ideas or their own situation that they're looking at improving possibly by a little bit of a nip tuck here and there and a bit of creative flair, how can they get in touch?
So they can come and visit us in our showroom. It's on Stewart Drive at the office, not at the office, sorry, at the quarter. The office is upstairs in the quarter, next to Cafe Barber. Come through, have a chat. And if you do have a particular design challenge that you're battling with or just don't know what you're thinking in that space, bring through a photo, bring through an inspiration pick, bring through anything, have a chat with us and we'll see how we can help you.
Just like that, happier by design.
Yes.
Paige Woplington and her team will be delighted. And there it is, the new showroom in Ballito at the quarter with technology available to transform your ideas into something that you can see visually and play with maybe and look at the fabrics, touch the wallpapers, enjoy the colors,
yes.
the technology that will go with it. It's all very real nowadays. You don't have to hope for the best. You can plan for the best and make your space happier. Paige Woplington, Happier by Design, Redesign Interiors. Thanks for joining me on the morning show. This will be up as a podcast, so you'll be able to listen to it on demand and share the info if you want to. And we'll catch up again very shortly. I look forward to it.
Yes, thanks, Dave.
The morning show continues with the Spinners.